What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. So I decided to come back on here just because I have another list for you guys that I wanted to share. Today's list will be including my five significant questions for the New York Giants at the linebacker position. You know, so without further ado, let's get right into my list. As the days continue to tick away until the start of training camp and the preseason for the Giants, you know, the question marks surround certain positions on the roster. Some look at wide receiver and wonder if the group will perform better than what we saw in 2022. Some are looking at the secondary and especially a cornerback and wonder if they will improve after an up and down season a year ago. And as always, many will look at the offensive line, a group that drastically needs to improve from the last few seasons. But one position that is a bit under the radar is the linebacker spot for the Giants, mostly because the main focus for the defense is their line, and how much praise it gets for being a top unit in the league. At one time, the Giants were known in the league for their linebackers having perhaps the greatest linebacker playing in the NFL with Lawrence Taylor. We'll do that. Last year, you know, the linebacker group was a bit thin, and you know, we all saw a bit of a revolving door with players getting injured and others being added in midseason because the Giants needed reinforcements at the position. You know, so I want to take a look at some of the issues surrounding the linebacker position for the Giants heading into the 2023 season. So let's get into the questions. My first question is, can Azeez Ojulari stay healthy? You know, I mean, in his rookie season, Azeez bursted onto the season and showed that he could be a formidable pass rusher for this Giants defense. Now, he had 8 sacks during the 2021 season. Unfortunately for Azeez and the Giants, health got in the way of his progress during his second season, as you know, he was only available to play in just 7 games due to multiple injuries through the season. He did, though, record 5.5 sacks in 2022, which was the second highest amongst all Giants players. But for the Giants defense to take the next step in 2023, they're gonna need more from Azeez. With a lot of focus on the other side with Kayvon Thibodeau, Azeez has opportunities to take advantage of, to take advantage of the attention Thibodeau draws to his side and get after the quarterback. You know, it's clear that Azeez has the tools and the talent to be a successful pass rusher in this league and help the Giants. But the issue for him is being able to stay on the field and healthy enough to produce the results everyone knows he's capable of. So that's my first question. My second question, what can Darian Beavers bring? You know, obviously when the Giants selected this guy in the 6th round of the 2022 NFL draft, there was a lot of hope and promise when he was on the field in the preseason. He was really, this guy was really looking sharp out there for Wink Martindale. Unfortunately, for Beavers and the Giants, his rookie campaign was cut short in the preseason when he suffered a torn ACL. Before the injury, Beavers was thought of to be a potential starter at middle linebacker. Beavers will likely be penciled in behind Gerard Davis and Bobby Okereke when the start of training camp kicks off in late July. With an entire season missed, Darian Beavers, he's going to be entering 2023 like it's another rookie season for him, since he didn't play a single down of football in what would have been his actual rookie year. However, he'll already be ahead of the curve given he's had a full year to familiarize himself with Wink's defense in the playbook. The question for me, the question I have for Beavers is, if he can get himself back into the player everyone saw during last year's preseason, if he can, then he'll surely be a player to watch this fall and winter. So that's my second question. My third question is, can the Jerrod Davis continue to produce? You know, late in the 2022 season, the Giants made a bit of a surprise move when they signed Jerrod Davis off the practice squad of the Detroit Lions. The signing brought some buzz to the Giants fan base, since they remember Davis as a former first-round pick from the 2017 NFL Draft. He won a couple picks ahead of former Giants first-rounder Evan Engram. You know, look at Davis. You know, he played in the season finale against the Philadelphia Eagles and had 11 total tackles with a half sack. He was inserted as the starter going forward in the playoffs for the Giants in their two games during that run. Jerrod Davis' strong play was good enough, you know, for the Giants to bring him back on a one-year deal early in the offseason. You know, this guy spent most of the 2022 season on the Lions practice squad and was only active for three games before being scooped up by the Giants. He had bounced around the league, you know, he has bounced around the league a bit of the last couple of seasons, as he went on the New York Jets as well, along with a second stint in Detroit before he got to the Giants. Look at, obviously, the Giants have to hope Davis, Jerrod Davis is finished to the end of the 2022 season, will continue in 2023. You know, as he was given a 68.1 overall grade by Pro Football Focus and received a 71.9 grade in pass rush and a 72.1 grade in coverage. You know, a full season of games like the one Davis had in Week 18 against the Eagles would not only play well into his favor as far as staying on the roster, but remaining as one of the two starters at inside linebacker for the Giants. All right, guys. My fourth question. No, this is a very interesting one. Can Bobby Okereke live up to the free agency hype? You know, this was one of the biggest moves made by Joe Shane in free agency. The addition of Bobby Okereke from the Indianapolis Colts. They signed this guy to a four-year deal worth around $40 million. With a $21.8 million in fully guaranteed money, Bobby Okereke. Look at this guy, who's really young. He's coming off two tremendous seasons for the Colts. This guy recorded 132 tackles in 2021 and a career high 151 tackles in 2022. That kind of season earned him the contract he got from the Giants, as he is already expected to not only take over as a starter in the middle of the defense, but help transform the defense as well. Because of the contract he received, and given he's not a homegrown player, the expectations of Okereke are on him, maybe even more so given how the Giants have been burned by former players brought in from free agency. But so far, it looks like Bobby Okereke's been looking the part for the Giants. You know, obviously, the Giants can only hope that, you know, the player they saw in Indianapolis, especially over the last two seasons, will provide the same impact and bring some stability to the middle linebacker position that the Giants have desperately needed for several years. And guys, last but not least, another interesting question. Can Kayvon Thibodeau be him in 2023? Look at when the Giants selected this guy with the number fifth overall pick in the 2022 NFL draft, he was brought in to change the entire defense and help help give it a complete facelift after years of struggling, especially in the pass rush department. While most people might not look at Thibodeau's rookie season as anything special, most people know the impact he brought in 2022, including myself. If anything, Thibodeau spent most of his rookie season getting a lot of non-calls because he got blatantly held on a consistent basis. Then in week 15 against the Commanders in a nationally televised game on Sunday Night Football, Thibodeau had his coming out party. The I'm him game, in that win against the Commanders, Kayvon Thibodeau posted 12 total tackles, 1 strip sack, 1 forced fumble, 1 fumble recovery, and 1 touchdown in the game. That was a game the Giants desperately needed to come out on top of, to enhance their playoff hopes. The Giants ended up winning 20-12, and it all but helped lock their status as the NFC's number 6 seed. Kayvon Thibodeau finished the season with 49 total tackles, 4 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 1 touchdown. Now he finished fourth in the 2022 NFL Rookie Defensive Player of the Year voting. While that might not seem like an amazing rookie season, those numbers don't tell the entire story. Kayvon was always bringing the pressure in 2022. He had 40 total pressures, 25 hurries, and 11 hits to go with the 4 sacks. Kayvon Thibodeau, I'm expecting him to get better and continue to improve as a pass rusher with experience. Now that he's no longer an NFL rookie, maybe he will get the veteran treatment and get some more holding calls, which will force offensive linemen to stop holding him and allow Thibodeau to pick up even more sacks. The Giants traded down in the 2021 NFL draft and out of a chance to land Micah Parsons, who not only has become one of the best pass rushers in the game, but won the Giants C twice a year now. Obviously some Giants fans, like myself, we are all still outraged over that the Giants did so, but when they did, they got the extra draft pick and following season, and, it allowed them to take Thibodeau as high as they did. Obviously, the hope is that this guy will be for the Giants as Parsons is to the Cowboys and in the NFL. If the Giants can get Kayvon Thibodeau to be that level of player on defense and as a pass rusher, then the Giants defense will be in good shape moving forward. Those are my 5 significant questions for the New York Giants at the linebacker position. Hope you guys enjoyed this one. Let me know how you guys feel about my questions, and I'll get right back at you guys. But I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants as well, so stay tuned. But until then, guys, I am out. Peace.